Yep.
Dynasty Football Network presents Super Flexible Podcast with your two co-hosts, Tudrick and Swags, and host, Steve Halepka. Let's go!
What's up, everybody? It is playoff time here on the Super Flexible Podcast. I'm your host, Steve Halepka, joined here tonight by my boys, Tudrick. What's up, Tudrick?
Oh, shit, I came to me first. What's up?
Oh, man, doing good. And also, Swags, what's going on,
guess
Swags?
So many times I looked at my notes.
I'm going to guess zero.
Yep. Just I mean, we're approaching one. We're approaching one.
That's pretty good. We'll take it. And then a very, very special guest tonight joining the Flexible Podcast. J. Mike, what's up, man? How you doing?
Sure. Fantastic.
I mean, J. Mike from everywhere.
Everywhere.
I'm just trying to figure out why my show sheet only has three words on it. it just says to drink Tussin. I don't know what that means.
Yes. Yes.
I was the
it's
one
the
to
whiskey
hand it to
Tussin.
Him, so.
Like, you don't have Tussin without whiskey.
I have it all over. It's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the important
My
thing.
Kids
that's
have been spinning off the walls because of this.
And I'm just happy to be here. Thank you guys very much for having me.
Oh, man. Thank you. Man. So you do stuff with the dummies. You do your blitz. You do the open bar. Yep. Oh, and the happy hour. What else do you do? I mean,
well, I like long walks on the beach. Nice. Big fan of autumn when the leaves fall. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. No, in all seriousness, yeah. So the open bar, that's where I get to co-host and have a lot of fun cutting up on Tuesday nights with my main man, Gabe Gearing. And that's a live show on YouTube, also in podcast form, too. So we have a ton of fun with that over at Fake Pigskin. It originated at Dynasty Happy Hour, and then we transitioned over to Fake Pigskin last year. So that's good. And then, of course, this year, I got to debut the Dummy Blitz, which was from the brainchild of Kyle LeBrec, one half of the Dynasty Dummies with Zach Reed. And it was something that they thought would be really cool to come out with, just kind of a whirlwind comings and goings of what's happened throughout the week. So it's been a lot of fun to be able to develop that and have a lot of fun with that on Monday nights and Tuesday morning. So, yeah, right now, just podcasting my life away like there's no tomorrow. So I'm enjoying it. It's
good. But, so that blitz crams so much into such a short listenable time. Like, you almost want more, but it's also almost just like, oh, that was awesome, you know, and then you kind of just move on to your next thing.
That's exactly right. Just a primer, if you will, or just an hors d'oeuvre for those high class listeners that you have.
I like it.
Doing far between, but it's all right. Yeah.
Yeah, this is the top shelf. Just a quick little pour. Not too much because we can't afford all that, but it's good.
Awesome. Yep. Awesome. Yeah, so definitely thanks for joining, man. We're going to talk, obviously, some NFL news and notes. Ton going on in the NFL right now. Then we're going to talk about, of course, two drinks, double shot of the week. His picks, obviously, that streak is ended from this past week, but
yeah, bring it up, I think
he's going to rebound. I have a good feeling about this week. Some dynasty buys and lows real quick, and then, of course, studs versus duds, some super flex trades to end our week tonight. But before we go into that, let's talk about where you can find the guys on Twitter. So, Swags, where can the folks find you?
I am at @DFF_Swag.
And to drink?
At @FL2Drink, minimum at SuperFlexPod.
J Mike, where can they find you on Twitter?
On Twitter at J Mike Check, at JMIC Check.
Love it. And I am at The Real Halepka and at Superflex Trades. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about some NFL news and notes. First, coming out of practice today, Emmanuel Sanders has suffered a torn Achilles. Totally brutal blow for the Broncos here. But for, you know, obviously Sanders owners, not a great thing to happen. But hope does spring eternal with Cortland Sutton and now some Deshaun Hamilton love for Denver. So we'll start with two drink on this one. Obviously, I think we're going to really like Cortland Sutton going forward for this year. But what are your thoughts about the rest of that receiving core? You think Deshaun Hamilton gets a nice little bump?
I mean, I hope so. He's starting to show a little bit. It also seems like always seems to be dealing with some kind of knee thing. So, I mean, the opportunity is there, and a lot of people have touted him. Some even kind of liked him over Sutton way back when, like Mr. Matt Harmon, that kind of guy. So I hope so. I don't really want to touch the rest of it. And it's still Case throwing the ball. Ugh.
Yeah, not the best quarterback situation, that's for sure, for right now at least. But let me ask you, J. Mike. So next year, do you think it's going to be Sutton and Hamilton as the starting two in Denver? Do we think Sanders is just done? They're going to cut him in the offseason?
And that's the most disappointing part of this is the fact that Emmanuel Sanders was so good this year. He was doing a lot of great work. And even after Demaryius left, he was still doing a great job. So that it's super disappointing. And I'm curious if they're going to end up moving on from him. And if they do, you'd like to think they're still going to bring someone else in. I'd imagine they like Deshaun. Yeah, he's one of those guys that showed incredible ability in terms of route running. His hands were kind of iffy, and obviously everyone thinks the world of Cortland. So they've got to bring somebody else in, probably some sort of veteran, to be able to probably, again, cost less than the $30 million that it was going to cost to keep the and Emmanuel together. So they'll bring someone in, but both of those guys definitely get a bump in my eyes.
Awesome. So, Swags, you think the same thing, man? Is it Sutton and Deshaun show next year?
I think of, like, all those teams that have been selling Sanders because they were out of contention to teams that were about to go. They needed a wide receiver for the rest of the way in the playoffs, and they've been selling a second or future wide receiver to get Sanders because they believed in that case and Sanders connection that's been happening. Like, so crazy. I know that's not the question, but man, that it just it's crazy that the timing of it to happen. You know, like, I'm one of those guys that has been looking through teams and would have been a buyer on him and willing to pay out just yesterday and no worries. But I think that this is great for Sutton. Like, I mean, Sutton was only getting 7 targets. That's one of my problems with this. So if they're going to start going to what I think is a lesser wide receiver in Deshaun Hamilton, like, I think he's a great dynasty addition, but right now, like, I think Sutton's the man. Like, he's going to get those targets that Sanders been getting. But then there's also, like, is Sutton ready for all that coverage? But either way, I think Case is that quarterback that we're never going to have fun with two wide receivers while Case is throwing the ball just one. So hopefully they have a quarterback in the future.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely the big issue, right? Denver's been looking for a quarterback since the ghost of Peyton Manning. So, I mean, you got to hope that they figure that out finally.
Case is serviceable, but
he's
just
not a top-end starter.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean,
what about this week for Sutton? So now with Sanders out and Sutton going to get the Sherman coverage there? Get Sherman chasing around. Do you still like Sutton that way? Sherman's not the same thing anymore.
Well,
does that push you to one of the other pieces?
I like Sutton a little bit more than I like Sutton without Sanders, like it or not. I mean, Sutton's if all Sutton's going to get is 7 targets with a guy like Emmanuel Sanders on the field, then it's hard to trust. I like Sutton a lot, but not when he was getting 7 targets. I like him a little more now if he gets 9 to 12.
And I'm still curious, and traditionally, Richard Sherman has not necessarily had issues with types of, like, Cortland Sutton. Right, he's not super quick, not someone who's going to separate a ton. Sherman can play the deep ball well. He can play in contested coverage well. Physical or contested with catch. Him, yep. Yeah, so if that is the case, and I don't imagine that they'll have him shadowing, but I'm really not sure how much.
What else are you worrying about there, dude? What else are you worrying about there? Like, what is that San Francisco defense like? Lindsay.
Philip Lindsay.
And Sutton. Yeah, like, Sherman's like, I don't know. I just.
Yeah, wheels up Matt Lacoste. All right.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Former New York Giant Matt Lacoste. Oh, yeah. My man. Oh, gosh. But yeah,
Royce
Freeman
week.
That definitely, it's never Royce Freeman week. Let's get one thing straight.
Steve, man.
Until Lindsay gets hurt, bro. It's not there.
I know. Just,
hey, Sutton or Adam Humphries this week?
Give me Sutton, just with the, I think, the guaranteed volume.
Humphries versus Saints.
I'll take Sutton.
Yeah. J-Mike.
I'm going to go Sutton, but I will not be surprised if Humphries gets caught in a track meet, and that's a lot of fun. So
yeah, I'll Humphries has been solid.
Look at that hedge.
Two drink? What do you got?
Yeah, this is super
I'm going
hedge.
Sutton, too.
Just making sure. All right, let's move on now for a little bit more of a, again, here and now situation. So Steelers coach Mike Tomlin did say James Conner is not going to play week 14. Jalen Samuels going to get the first crack at starting. Obviously, Stephen Ridley will factor maybe here and there also. So I'm actually facing this situation in one of my dynasty leagues where I am the Conner and Bell owner, but do not own Jalen Samuels. So let me ask this question to the three of you guys. Like, this is playoff time. I need to win to advance. My team's a contender. What should I give up for Jalen Samuels, like in rookie picks? What should he be worth to me to get him on my starting roster for this week, and with the hopes that Connor can come back next week and play for week 15, assuming I make it there? We'll start with Swags on this one.
No, I'm going to divert it to two drink probably. But I want to hear J Mike's too, because I kind of know I heard two drink on this a little bit, and he's kind of he's made me question Samuels a little bit. I won't even lie, but I think he's a good play for this week. I think he's a good play for this week. I mean, well, you made a lot of points earlier today when we were talking about Samuels and how many touches he's had like since high school in every game he's ever been in, and but how much is he going to be trusted 15. Out of a backfield, and like what is really going to happen. But I don't believe in Stephen Ridley. I will tell you that.
No, he's garbage. He's trash.
So far, this doesn't feel like I've diverted it to anybody, no. Which isn't fair at all. I think that they're playing an offense where whoever's running that ball is going to have a good game. I mean, it's not Spencer Ware. I believe in Samuels more than Spencer Ware. I'll tell you that right now. So I don't care what Ware didn't do against the Raiders last week.
Not even going
don't even tell me. I don't care. So I don't really want to pay much more than a second or a third for Samuels. Okay. And I don't think you can get that.
I think the other person should make you pay a second for it since you didn't do it already. That's kind of where it comes to you. And I got Samuels at like 15 touches.
Right in front of really J-Mike.
Yeah, J-Mike, what are you thinking? What are you thinking, man?
And to drink, I think you're hitting on something really interesting in that, like you said, Samuels has not traditionally garnered a lot of touches. But we're at this crossroads where the Steelers traditionally give all the work to one guy. Right. So this is typically how they operate. And we have in these roads meet. Now, here's the thing. Earlier in the season and even in this season. So Jalen Samuels has not run the ball more than five times in any game this season. Mm-hmm. With that being said, I think in a few of those games earlier this year, Stephen Ridley outtouched him in the games that he actually played. So I think like early on in the season, he got some work. And then in the game against Carolina, he got 8 carries as well. So it's like, I don't know what to trust. I would not go any higher than probably a mid-second, and you're not going to get him for I don't think any less than that. Yeah. So,
yeah.
All right. If that's the case, you got to go somewhere else if you got to pay more. That's scary.
Yeah, no, I think I'm comfortable with the two. I really am, because I mean, this is an aging team. I need to make a run here.
Is that the only piece? Like, it's that one running back slot right now that you need?
Yeah, my wide receivers are pretty set. I've got Antonio Brown, Robert Woods,
pay the second, dude. Like,
yeah, pay the second, or
just do it. Just go for it.
Go see if you can get Frank Gore for like a fourth, maybe Blunt if Kerryon's out. I'm cheap.
I don't think I want LeGarrette Blunt anywhere near any of my rosters ever.
Steven,
I get it. I get it.
Let me, if I may, pose a question for you, because I'm a little confused. You said you would not touch Spencer Ware at all at the very least, we've seen him get work and we've seen him be successful in the Andy Reid offense, which makes running backs typically look great and even better than they maybe even are. Why would you go to spend that on Samuels versus wanting to spend around that on Ware? I'm just curious.
Sure. So for me, I mean, first matchup, right? Matchup this week is brutal, and I'm assuming it's a 1 week rental. So I'm looking at Connor, hopefully back week 15. I've got Philip Lindsay also. Like, I'm looking for a 1 week. Give me a week fill in. Let me advance, and then let me get my guns blazing, ready to go for week 15. I do think obviously that Chiefs running back spot, ultra valuable spot, right? I think we can definitely agree on that piece. I know Ware didn't perform up to expectations last week. I still think he has some talent to him for sure. But I think his matchup is just absolutely freaking brutal. Like, the Ravens are just playing out of their gourd right now on defense. I mean, they went into Atlanta and stomped them last week. Like, it just, I'm scared of the matchup. I'm scared that he goes, you know, 15 for 17, like one of those really nasty games on the ground, and just can't get the job done.
Yeah. Very fair.
So I don't know if this next one's a hallelujah or what the case is, but obviously the Packers did fire Mike McCarthy. So I guess Aaron Rodgers will be happy with, I mean, it's Joe Philbin right now, so like it's not that big of a difference. But coaching in Green Bay, how do we think they finish this year? Is Aaron Rodgers going to come out guns blazing? Like, is he just going to end up being, you know, the QB1 down the stretch? What do you think on this one, J-Mike?
Rodgers' rest of season. I think I'm convinced he's literally only happy when it rains. Like that song, like I'm pretty sure that's the soundtrack to his life. He's a pretty angry somebody right now.
You're going to have to do that song now.
I'm only happy when it rains. No,
but like an Aaron Rodgers version or something.
Oh man.
Put him on the spot.
Well, no, discount in the future, you know, like yeah. Give you some time. You can put it together like
I like that. I'm going to have to work on that. I don't foresee any sort of bump. Obviously, if you have him, chances are really high that you're starting him. Like it's really hard to bench Aaron Rodgers, specifically in the playoffs. When, if for whatever reason you bench Aaron Rodgers and you play, I don't know, you try to get cute and play, I don't know, just for throwing something out, Nick Mullins, and Nick Mullins poops the bed and Aaron Rodgers balls out and you lose by like 5 points, you'll be really sick that you didn't play Aaron Rodgers, right? So the rest of season, I don't foresee any sort of bump or anything, but I still think that he is who he is, probably a top five guy that you're going to run out there regardless.
Two drinker swags, any differing opinion there? Or we just lock him in top five rest of season for Rodgers?
I'm pretty similar. Like, I think he's going to be top of the five rest of the way out. And I want to buy him in Dynasty, especially on teams that are contending. I think that he's going to come out blazing and try to prove that he wasn't the problem. And I think that they'll let him. Who's going to stop him? And I think he's going to be Aaron Rodgers of the old.
Love it. Love it. Two drink. Any different opinion there?
Nah, not really. It'd be fun to see if, he wasn't really running the plays like McCarthy was calling anyways, right?
Right.
So
right.
Is there a big difference here? But it'd be nice to see him. And like, is he allowed to line up with more three wides now, if that's what he wants to do? Like before he was just making checks out of what McCarthy put out there. I think it's about the same. It's a juicy matchup against Atlanta. He's got Chicago after that, and then finishes with the Jets in week 16. I mean, that's not bad. It's still Rodgers.
What would you give to get Aaron Rodgers?
In Superflex?
A quarterback. Would you give Dak and Royce Freeman?
Sure.
Yeah. Yes.
Superflex, yeah, for sure. Yeah, for sure.
So like, I might have
what about in the one quarterback league?
Yeah, probably.
Would you give a second for Royce Freeman, or would you rather use that second to get Jalen Samuel?
Do I have to play it right now?
You're making the trade today.
I mean, if I'm contending and need a piece, like it sounds Steve does, well, then you can't make that for Freeman right now. You need the production right now. If it's Dynasty and I'm out, then it's easily Freeman. Duh.
I love the emphasis on that one. Just
it,
duh.
Yeah, I don't know. It doesn't change it for me. I would rather have Royce Freeman than Jalen Samuel. I was trying to make a point, and then you disagreed with me.
Floppity jillion dollars on Samuels over Freeman this week.
Oh my goodness.
No, I totally agree with you, though. I agree with you. I agree with you.
But you didn't just now. You just disagreed with me. That's why I bet you floppity jillion.
No, I said that I would rather pay the second to get Royce Freeman today than to get Jalen Samuel.
I know, but it's like for the play this week.
I would rather play Samuel if I own them both. But if I could own Royce Freeman and give up Samuel to get him, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with losing if I get a better player for my future. Like it's not an old, like, I don't know. I think that Royce Freeman could get you 8-12 in your flex still anyway.
Not this week, unless Lindsay gets hurt like right away. Oh,
he's I don't think it's out of the question that he gets into the end zone.
I'm not risking playoffs on that. No way. Not risking it.
But we're talking all of a sudden like Jalen Samuel's a sure shot and you're not risking anything.
I didn't say that.
You said you're not risking the playoffs on Royce Freeman.
Correct.
Okay.
All right. Go ahead.
No, I would just try to put a cap on it. Like, if anything, you would have liked to have seen Royce Freeman be productive last week against the Bengals.
Yes.
And when that didn't happen.
And he fumbled.
Right, exactly. And when that didn't happen, I just don't know how you can pay anything for him right now. Like, I can't be okay with, if I have a chance to win it, in Steven's situation earlier, that I'm in. I'm pushing my chips in. And the second for Samuel, that's a lot. And I don't love it, but it gives me the shot right now. So I'll go for it.
Awesome.
What if you're out of contention and you own both those players and I want one of them and I'm going to pay you a second? Freeman, which would you sell expensive. Me?
I'd rather have Royce Freeman on my team.
Yep.
If I'm not in it.
We all agree with that.
Yep. Agreed. Totally agree.
That was never the argument. You try to flip me.
All right, let's move on now. A couple other roster notes here. So the Bills waive Kelvin Benjamin. Hopefully he gets a shot somewhere else. I still think Benji might be a viable wide receiver three in the future in the right situation.
Stop hurting yourself, Steven. Stop. Just walk away. It's a bad relationship. Walk away. Just walk away.
I know. Can't we hope? Like, he has that double-digit touchdown upside, though. No. He's got it. He's big. He's 6'5". He's massive. He's 275 pounds right now, something like that.
The last time he really did something was probably like 2014 or 15, week one against Denver. Shit, look it up.
I'm just forcing that.
You're right. It's just like a bad girlfriend, man. Just get rid of it.
I can't be more excited for Josh Allen and Zay Jones.
Let's go.
Kelvin Benjamin are gone.
Let's go.
It's gonna be fun.
Addition by subtraction.
Totally agree. So Colt McCoy, obviously broken leg, put on an IR. Mark Sanchez starting this week against the Giants. Should be interesting there. And some fun news here. Donta Foreman was practicing in full this week, officially off the PUP list. Expectations for Donta Foreman going forward for the rest of this year and then into 2019. We'll start with Swags.
Good.
I don't know what to think anymore. I kind of think that they'll be looking for one in free agency or the draft. They'll be looking for a running back. Le'Veon Bell, maybe.
Still an Achilles injury.
Yep. Running backs have never come back from Achilles very well.
He's not a guy that needs to cut and move around. He's a downhill guy. So, like, it could affect him less than we've seen before. They're going to give him some shots the rest of the season just to see what they got, for sure. But this team's still in the hunt, too. It's not like they're trying to give it up. So,
This is a playoff team, and Lamar Miller has been playing very, very well as of late. J-Mike, what do you think? Is there anything different? Do you think Foreman maybe starts to split with Miller, maybe 70-30? What do you think?
What I'm watching, I guess, with as it pertains to Foreman, not so much the rest of the regular season. I'm very curious how they use him in the playoffs, particularly if for whatever reason he has any sort of success in the playoffs. I don't know if you guys remember last season, Corey Davis scores, one or two touchdowns against the Patriots, or five or six catches, and like people lost their minds, like, oh, wheels up, let's go, right? And I've never been big on Foreman, but if he has any sort of game where he just is like destroying people, I think that will give him a nice little bump that you can sell him in the offseason to be able to send him on his way, because I'm just not there for him.
I like it. I like that. Getting rid of him. I think Miller still will be the running back to own in Houston next year. So I like that philosophy. If he comes out, get what you can for him now.
Especially after Lamar Miller goes to the Chiefs. What?
Ooh, I like that too. I like that too. All right. So just really quickly, players that were put on injured reserve. AJ Green with that toe injury. Looked like he got shot in the foot this past weekend. It was really ugly. Got one for seven. Over this past weekend, Greg Olsen, again, foot surgery going on IR, AJ Derby, and the rest are mostly defensive players besides Martavis Bryant, Trey Quinn, also Landon Collins from the Giants just got put on IR. So Adrian Peterson coming off a 90-yard touchdown run last week against Philly, not looking too bad this week against the Giants without Landon Collins. So before we get into Two Drinks Double Shot of the Week, let's hear from GT Bets.
Are you looking for some action on today's games? Then head over to gtbets.eu for all your sports betting needs. Get up-to-date odds covering all major sports. GTBets.eu is easy to use. Their simple registration process will have you placing your first bet in minutes. And if you register today, you can earn up to $500 of free money. Now that's a great reason to head over to GTBets.eu, an official sponsor of the Dynasty Football Factory. Simply add Superflex in the referred by field to earn a 100% welcome bonus. GTBets.eu, it's game time.
Awesome. Now to drink. Coming off an 0-2 week last week, man. Let's bring it back. Bring it back. Let me know your first shot for this week.
So I wrote on the show sheet that they are secrets. And I'm going to apologize to J. Mike for being here.
Whoa.
But there is so much on this sheet that I want to get to. I'm going to tweet him out from the account. We will get to him. I feel bad now. Because J. Mike, I feel like maybe I'll sneak one in later.
I don't even know what's happening.
We're going to... All right, what I'll say is I don't currently have a drink with me because I finished it. And I just texted Swag that, hey, I'm going to go... If Steve calls on me, steal it and talk until I get back.
Oh.
And then you literally went right to me. And I was like, I'm not pausing it. Let's go.
I was trying to understand what that text meant.
Yeah, I sausage fat fingered the junk out of that one too, probably. So you guys keep going and maybe I'll come back and get some shots and we'll hit one later. Otherwise, I'm tweeting it out. I was 0-2 last week. Stupid Dolphins. That's my team. In the Bucks, that's what I get for going against the state that I live in. But whatever, those teams are stupid.
All right, so remember, use that promo code Superflex when you head on to GT Bets to hit us up over there for sure.
There will be winners on the Twitter account, I promise.
Are you seriously leaving us
for like 30 seconds so I can get another drink?
We will time you.
Keep it rolling.
We're gonna move now to Dynasty by Lowe's. So I had the guys come up with a couple names here to talk about. So either teams that are out of it, not contending for the playoffs, didn't make the playoffs, who can you pick up on the cheap right now that can definitely help your roster in 2019 and going forward from there? So first, I see J. Mike typing away. So let's start off with that one he just added in.
I
like that one a lot. So Jarvis Landry, man, tell me why you're buying Jarvis Landry.
Yeah, and a lot of times people are very much – In you're either in the Jarvis camp or you're not in the Jarvis camp, right? I feel like there's not really a middle ground to be had. However, with let's go back in time a little bit to the beginning of the season. He leaves Miami. You're excited because, okay, he's going to get to do something different. Okay, he's going to Cleveland. Oh, great. They draft Baker Mayfield. Like, wheels up. Let's go. The season has not gone as you would have hoped. And in fact, his targets have come down, which has been incredibly disappointing. But for right now, for what his kind of roller coaster of a price has been going, it's down right now. And you'd only think that the sky's the limit for the Cleveland Browns offense with Baker Mayfield at the helm, with Nick Chubb running the ball. Jarvis Landry's been as much of a target hog as there's been. I'd say that he's someone that you can maybe buy lower than what his price has been in the last, I don't know, 4 years, probably ever since he's been in the league. And I'd say that could pay dividends next season.
Okay, so what are you giving up in rookie picks for Jarvis Landry right now?
I'm probably – I think I would be okay giving up a 107-ish.
Okay,
mid to late first.
All right. I like it. Yeah, I definitely think signs are pointing up for Landry after this year. To your point, I mean, just the target volume that he has typically seen in an offense, it's been remarkable these last few seasons. And just with another year with Baker Mayfield – I like it a lot, man. I like that a lot. So next one here, let's go back from the bottom to the top of the list.
Well,
so
what Christian about player value on Jarvis? Sorry.
Okay.
Where would you guys be at with that? Like would you go Corey Davis or Landry?
Corey Davis.
Yeah, me too. So what would you pay for a pick for Corey Davis? Like we said, mid 107. I might pay a little bit more than that, J. Mike. I might you know what I mean? And I know we don't know exactly where picks will land right now, but I agree. Probably like that mid first though. I'd probably still pay like a 103 to 104 for Corey Davis. Probably more in this draft class. Super flex though, I'd probably have to hang on to the 101 and 102.
Yeah, I think that, and John Bosch is big on this. Shout out to him. John Bosch typically talks about how, just from a value perspective, how much power you wield with 101 and 102 typically. So I don't, as much as I like Corey Davis, and I probably still like him better than any receiver in this class, I don't think I want to give up 101 for him, because I think you can get a lot more with Corey Davis if that was the case. So I don't know. It's interesting, I think.
Yeah.
All right, let's move then up to the next name on the list, Christian Kirk. Was that two drinks or your swag?
I threw him in there.
All right, tell me about Kirk.
I just think he's a great buy low candidate, but I think that with him, I think that the circumstances have to be pretty special. I think he actually has to be on a contender's team, or you can't buy low, because if he's on a non-contender, then they might as well wait out. They're not just going to sell it for another cheap player and a pick. But I don't know, like, I'd pay, I don't know, like a hypothetical example, like a second and Doug Baldwin, maybe I would do that to get Christian Kirk. I don't want to pay the first though that it took to get him.
Yeah,
I like Christian Kirk though. I think I've let that be known, but I think Rosen and Kirk are gonna have a bright future together.
I think that's where you run into the problem though, is because the person that has Christian Kirk probably isn't gonna sell him for any less than a first.
Yep. That's why I want it to be a contender.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean? Kind of like, even if I can give them Funchess or something like that, and maybe they need it. I don't know. But that's another problem too, now that you mention it. Okay, so I'm backpedaling a little bit here. But then you get to the point where, how much has Christian Kirk helped a strong championship team anyway?
He's been a bench receiver for him probably the whole
year. Yeah. So, I mean, they're not hurting super bad to get rid of him unless they end up losing somebody like AJ Green, but then you're not getting AJ Green, but you still might get Christian Kirk. But now they have to own both those players. So very special circumstances.
This scenario you've laid out here is really a wild scenario, my friend.
This is depressing. I'm depressed now. This is right. Sad.
You can fall on roster on any dynasty league that you have with three guys that are injured, plus a contender. I like it.
So right. That's how you get Christian Kirk cheap. AJ Green, Christian Kirk on that team. They have to be a contender. Follow me at @DFF_swag.
That's how you do it.
So this next one here, Larry Fitz. So explain why you're buying low on Larry Fitz, Swags.
Well, in this one, obviously, you have to be a contender. And you have to be talking to a non-contender. So it's the completely other side of this. But, I mean, I think we've all made this move where if you can go get Larry Fitzgerald or something now for a third-round pick just to take you the rest of the way a little bit, to have some extra support, extra locker room help, I'm all about getting Larry Fitzgerald on my strong dynasty teams this time of year for sure.
Yeah, I mean, he's one of the last guys there in Arizona, right? I mean, someone's going to catch the ball. Kirk's hurt now.
Yep.
Ricky Steele's jaw is just a mess. So, like, yeah, it's got to be Swags, fit.
Swags, you got to give me a second. I don't want that third.
Well, I'm probably...
Pay up for it. Yeah. Pay up for it.
I'll just go get Jalen Samuel, I guess.
One week rentals in Dynasty, man. It's a blast. Really,
I do a third in a heartbeat for Fitz if I'm contending. I don't know that. I don't know that somebody would do that for
is
me.
Is that cheap? I mean, because that's about all I'd pay.
That's why I wanted the second, but you went to Samuel.
Jay Mike, what do you think?
Yeah, I think at this point, with as trash as Arizona's been, I don't know that people see the light at the end of the tunnel just yet. Obviously, Rosen's nice and all, but with Fitzgerald, like, you literally, like, the only reason you're buying him is for this playoff run and for the hope that you're, like you said, if you're in, like, one league, I have Emmanuel Sanders as, like, my wide receiver 5-ish, and I play, like, 5 receivers every week. Well, I mean, it's a pretty fantastic team. I'm just kidding. No, just kidding. But, yeah, so if you have someone, like, desperate like that, who's been churning these wide receivers left and right, then he's a guy that I'm probably going to say, you know, screw it. Yeah, I'll give you this second. I just need the production.
Totally fair. Totally fair. All right. Sell me on this next one. Sell me on Kareem Hunt.
Not me.
Well, I mean, that he's obviously a buy low right now. I mean, I know somebody that just paid 4 firsts for him a couple minutes before the news came out. You don't have to pay that today.
That's for sure.
He's going to be another piece of the dynasty world and fantasy community, whether we like it or not. He's going to be in the NFL again, and he's going to be a stud running back. I think you can get him pretty cheap right now. What's that?
Do we think he is? After the video came out, I know we didn't touch on this in the news section, but I mean, after the video came out, we saw what happened with Ray Rice with a video coming out. Ray has never been heard from again in the NFL. Do we think with the video evidence that Kareem Hunt will step back foot on a football field?
Absolutely.
I think 2019 is probably a stretch. I think 2020, you might see it.
Okay.
At this point, that's what I'm hoping for him.
For me, I mean, that depends on when he's picked up off waivers and when he starts his suspension, which will be minimal 6 games, maybe 10. But it's – and he could very well be picked up by a team this offseason.
But if the rosiest outlook has him coming back in 2020, and like that's so far away and so much changes in the NFL so fast. Right, sure. Like I just don't want to invest in that and hang on to him. It's just too messy for me to want to invest in. But I get it. He's definitely a buy low at this point.
So do you have any Kareem Hunt shares?
Zero. None. Yeah.
All right. I just gave you one. You want a second?
No. A third?
Fourth,
you keep him. He's yours. Two drink.
No, you have him.
No.
What do you want? What do you want from you? What's he worth?
You already have him. It's on your team.
If you hypothetically own him,
and then bring me your blind, bring me your deaf, bring me your poor, bring me your orphan.
I will everything. I will give you Amir Abdullah.
If you give me Amir Abdullah, a ham sandwich, and
you're already asking for pick, more,
and oh a second round goodness. Pick, I'll take it.
You like Kareem Hunt, I see.
You like ham sandwiches.
Who doesn't like ham sandwiches? Let's be honest.
Put some value into that ham sandwich.
I was hot or cold. Gotta be cold, or unless if it's Swiss on it, then it can be hot. But the
I like your sandwich takes, man. You're welcome back.
Onions? Can we have some onions?
Too far.
But what messes with me is I was really slow to kind of come on this Kareem Hunt train. And even coming into the season, I was just like, I don't know. And then he was awesome. I was like, okay, finally I'm buying it. And then this happens. It's like, crap. So, yeah, I'm a little burned, a little miffed at the situation.
But. All right. So real quick, but probably not. So like he mentioned before, yes, from the previous show at the end, we did Kareem Hunt value like 3 days before all this news dropped. And everybody said that I should give more than 3 2019 firsts.
Whoa.
So even Twitter, put it out on Twitter, and all of them wanted that, said at least. So I paid 3 2019 first and a 2020 first and Deshaun Ooh. Hamilton, which now Ooh. Looks well, really juicy, and Hayden Hurst in a 2 tight end premium league. Like I went all in. My team is very loaded, and losing Melvin Gordon kind of hurt, and I wanted to buy a monster. Which what I got, Jesus, but yeah, so that happened. I literally completed that deal like an hour and a half before the video dropped, and then like 2 more hours. So sweet, I'm gonna drink to that one for a second. But on the bottom at DFF _ Shane Manila, I mean leave that part off on the Twitter, but traded Kareem Hunt or Josh Allen. Sounds like everybody is Josh Allen. Easy, huh? Superflex Dynasty.
Yes, please.
Yeah, Superflex League. I'll take Josh Allen.
Yep, that's for sure. Easily. All right, let's get the
move. Can we acknowledge real fast how crazy it is that we're all in on Josh Allen now?
It's that cheat code, man.
Wonderful. I just wanted to throw that out there.
Right? Cheat code that he can run. That it makes a world of difference. It really does. You're going to give me 75 yards of rushing a week, that floor. I don't care if you can play 50% of your passes, man. It was like Tebow. Like, just keep running, please. Score some rushing touchdowns and complete a couple passes, and not too bad.
Even before they released Holmes and Benjamin, Zay was the best option there. And that's it. Shady's there, I get it, but he needs some pieces that can build around. This guy could be really nice, especially in that defense, too. Team control the ball.
Robbie Foster showed up a couple times. I hate to say it on the cheap note, but I mean, I bought him for free in a couple dynasty leagues, just sitting on waivers and like deep rosters, and rightly so. I know he's not like super fun or flashy, but he showed up. I mean, that's what they have now: Zay Jones and Foster. I mean, who else?
McKenzie, right? Was that McKenzie?
Yep, you are right.
That's about it. So last one, let's talk about just Cooper Kupp real quick, and then we got to move on because we got some duds versus stuff to talk about. So Cooper Kupp, sell me on Cooper Kupp.
Nobody it's wants like, to mm-hmm. sell you on Cooper Kupp.
Oh my gosh.
It's Cooper Kupp.
I mean, he's a wide receiver too, right? Like no matter what format, wide receiver, I'll sell people on Cooper Kupp. I'm not a big fan of him, but I'll sell people on it. So wide receiver two, regardless of format, always a red zone target leader, an end zone target leader in the NFL. He's playing on an offense that is one of, if not the best offense in the NFL, with a young quarterback and young other weapons around him and a very solid offensive line. Obviously coming off an injury next season, hopefully he will be back into form. The good news is Kupp was never the fastest receiver to begin with. He is definitely a great route runner. So that cutting ability with the knee injury could take a bit of a hit, but still has a great connection with Jared Goff. Should still be a red zone target if not more. So
I would still be Steve said.
Yeah. There you go. I just gave you the whole rundown.
But it happened so late in the season, like he's not going to be ready at the start. So you're hoping to get him back middle.
Yep.
He's not going to be ready in the beginning. And then we just hope we don't get the lingering hamstring issues. Like, I'm not looking forward to next year for Cooper Kupp at this point. And I love some Kupp.
So what are you paying for him to drink?
I mean, I would still give you a first.
Yeah, I'd definitely give a mid to late first. Still a mid to late first for
Do
me.
Do I have to give more than that?
You might, because he was cooking when he was actually playing this year. So he's another guy I feel like a ton of people are in on right now, and I don't think anyone giving you any kind of discount on him at this point.
Two first, you want players?
That's a lot
from 2019s.
Sure.
Yeah, I might do that.
You'll do it.
Let me ask this: Would you rather have Phillip Lindsay or Cooper Kupp?
Cooper Kupp.
I hate you.
Yeah, Cooper just barely Cooper Kupp. Just okay. Barely. Oh, God.
I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Yeah, I'm passing. Get out of here.
And it's not even because of Cooper Kupp. I think that, I mean, what will Phillip Lindsay be doing by the time Cooper Kupp is healthy again?
Scoring
recovering from an injury?
That's cold. I mean,
at some point, you continue to say it will happen.
So we figured out on the show, Swag's not only an ageist, but a sizist as well. Like, it's unbelievable, man. Oh gosh.
I mean,
don't get him started. Don't stop it.
Just power through.
You're super fast and talented, and a weekly stud.
We said next question.
All right, let's go. Let's go to studs versus studs.
Yes.
Give us the recap last week, and I'm so pissed off. Go ahead.
Yeah,
Steve sounds until so you pissed. Score, like Steve is so pissed.
You
off.
Get a score of damn it, Steve. Steve tried to take Lamar Jackson over Russell Wilson, which is you're crazy, man. Lamar Jackson 19.
I had the game flow. I picked the game flow right.
Russell Wilson 40 points than that stupid game. So you get nothing, sir. You get nothing. Swags picked Baker Mayfield at 55% against, in his words, gross ass Aaron Rodgers. at 100%. Swags, you got this one right. Right?
Yep.
Baker at 27 and change, gross ass Aaron at 23. So the 45 from percentage and your thing, you get a nice score of 48.94.
Like it.
But the guy that invented this game, that's me, wins again. Josh Allen was 3% at the time against Carson Wentz at 93%. So that's a 90% bump. Plus, Josh Allen put up 43 points to Carson's 34.
Good job.
I got 99.9 points this week.
Wow.
You guys.
But I thought I won last week when I took Josh Allen or Rosen.
Yeah, but I won the week before. I'm crushing it. I don't even know if Steve scored.
I haven't scored a damn point yet. It's brutal.
Even the time that Swags played for you, you didn't score.
Nope.
Ouch.
What's up, J-Mike?
I was going to say 99.99. Like, that sounds pretty good. Did you break the game, or is it okay, or can we keep playing? Is there even a point now?
I think we should at least play until Steve gets on the board.
I need to get one.
You don't need to make his head any bigger.
I mean,
I need to get one for you.
The Bo Jackson of the Super Flexible Podcast.
Wow, I'll take that. I don't even. I'm not even mad. Like, I like it.
All right, two drinks.
Two drink nose.
Coming off a big W last week, who do you have this week, man?
It's on the sheet. You're gonna let me go first. No, guess first.
I thought we should let J Mike go first.
No, let's go. Right. Let's let J Mike go first. Okay.
I'll go first, even though
I was first.
I think I was the last person to put mine in, but I thought about this at work when I got the message from you guys, and so and I'm sorry that I'm overlapping as it pertains to who the person's over.
Nope, that is totally allowed.
Do you know? Did you tell him how the scores work? Two drink.
Kind of.
Yes, I got a crash course, so it works. So yeah, I'm going in the same game. I'm taking Dak at 56% owned over Carson Wentz, currently 90% owned in Yahoo leagues. For those that may or may not know, Amari Cooper has been killing the game since in Dallas. If we rewind 4 weeks ago back in Philly, Dak scores 21 points. He passes four touchdowns, runs four touchdowns, throws for 270 yards. This go-around, he's at home. His defense has been playing incredible, especially against the Saints team, who had been destroying everything in their path. And Dak has all of a sudden been a bastion of hope and fantasy goodness to everyone involved. You get fantasy goodness, and you get fantasy goodness, and you're relevant, Cole Beasley. And Michael Gallup, hello, where have you been? So all of a sudden, Dak is making a lot of things happen. I'm taking Dak here this week over Carson Wentz.
Love I like it. That is how you play.
All right.
All right, now it's my turn. I'm going to cheat. I guess it's a cheat. We never decided that this was a rule. I'm playing the same matchup. Josh Allen has now moved up to 11%. And like J Mike said, I'm going to play that against Carson Wentz. Carson Wentz not been playing
that,
the
that
best
ownership hits. You took there gives you such a freaking hedge. Mm-hmm.
Josh Allen, top five quarterback rest of the season.
Oh, spicy.
Wow.
That's a bold take, man. I like it.
Spicy.
Look at it and tell me where it doesn't happen. Like, does he get a little bit more connection with some of these players and it gets better? I like it. I told you guys last week that he was going to outrush Lamar Jackson. You want to believe me? It was true. I'm just
saying. You nailed it, man. You nailed it.
I think it's 80 points on the or 8 points on the ground.
I don't remember not believing you. It's that whiskey Tustin talking.
I don't even remember.
Spice, who you got, man?
I have Baker Mayfield at 59% ownership over Patrick Mahomes 99% ownership.
Going against the GOAT.
And I don't feel great. I feel good about my call, but I don't feel good about this game right now versus score. Just with the you guys played some. I like your guys, is what I'm saying. But man, I think that Baker Mayfield is gonna tear Carolina up. I like his weapons, and then Patrick Mahomes has the Ravens. I think we're gonna see Sammy this week, but they don't have Hunt. Whether you like the guy or not, I think it's gonna change how everybody has to play the Chiefs now. And I don't think anybody's afraid of where. I'm not. Throw him in your lineup against me if you want to. I don't care. So, I don't know. Yeah, I really like this. I think Baker Mayfield will outplay Patrick Mahomes. Easy peasy. I'll add that in. Wow. But I don't know if I can win this week with your guys' matchups. Oh, yes. Easy peasy.
You can keep your score up, though. Like, I might go back and add it up. Probably not.
Season total swags will get the W. That's the important thing. So
I will do the math. That's
cool. Yeah. Is that crazy?
No, not at all.
A little.
We got. I know we got some Patrick Mahomes fans on the show.
I mean, if you're not, what are you doing? But this is Superflex show. It's Superflex, right? Okay. It's not IDP. We're Patrick. I love him. let's do. I'm gonna change it for a second because that's what I do. Can we do Baker Mayfield, since you're so confident in that, do you like that over Jared Goff this week against the Bears? Let's help some people
yes.
out.
Yes.
I know, Swags, you're playing Baker Mayfield. I know it. Somebody else, tell me he's wrong. I'm in the playoffs. This is me.
No, how can you get away from Slay McVay?
Thank you.
Slay McVay has been slaying everything left and right. Jared Goff has been amazing. And it would have to be just the juiciest of all juicy matchups in order for me to not play Jared Goff. It's going to be in prime time. Jared Goff's been amazing all year. I can't get with that.
I don't think Goff's going to do bad. I just think Baker's going to do better.
Do we know what the weather is going to be in Chicago besides brutally cold?
Forecast is partly cloudy with a high of 33.
his one cold weather
you're
game
on that.
He's had so far was not spectacular. That's my only trepidation about Jared Goff. But I do think I would take Goff anyway over Baker.
Does that game get in a shootout? Trubisky's back and like both offenses are clicking like and it's high, or do we think that the Rams, you know, game plan and kind of control that one? Like that's what you I'm driving myself crazy.
Yeah. I know. I'm still taking Goff. Goff's been the more consistent player throughout this entire season. I'll take Goff when the
wins. See what happens here now, right? Is I'm gonna play Goff. Mm-hmm. But this is my team. So if by some chance Baker does better and I lose this playoff matchup.
You're going to kill yourself.
It's
going to be me.
Not even this league. Right. I'm going after that dude right there because he's bringing it to anyways. He's not even in this league. Oh, I'm going to fight him.
I love it. I love the passion to drink. I love it, man. So I'll just same line real quick. Back to Studs and Duds. I'm taking your boy, Ryan Tannehill.
Sorry. It's still your turn. Yeah,
oh, you can laugh. It's fine. You can laugh. I laughed at myself when I made this pick, but I had to go for the big
he
one.
He needs to win bad, dude. So, I mean, it's kind of what he has to do now.
I need some points. Tannehill playing against the Pats at home. They're going to be chasing points. He's going to be throwing a ton. I'm going to say Kenyon Drake gets 100 total yards and a touchdown at least.
Man. That's so gross.
over Matt Ryan on the road in Green Bay. Green Bay going to be galvanized by the departure of Mike McCarthy, ready to go. That Falcons offense looks totally broken. I'm taking Tannehill over Matt Ryan.
So this is just a glory play. Like you want it to hit so bad just for the space in between, right?
Just for the space in between.
Yeah. His okay, pick. Gotcha. Mine's legit.
Yeah, Tanny 6% owned. Matt Ryan's 96% owned.
Okay.
Josh Allen second week in a row. Mine's the winner. You guys shouldn't have even played. I think you should just let J. Mike go and then me.
Shouldn't have even played.
Right. It's over. I broke it.
I like your guys' a lot, though, but yeah, I feel good about mine.
We're skipping me next time.
No, you need to. You did the right thing. You did the right thing, Steve. I don't know what your odds actually are there, but that's what you have to do at this point to get back in it.
Max.
Exactly. All right. So before we get into some starter sit questions for week 14, let's talk about the Scouting Academy.
Scout NFL football like a pro. Invest in yourself and get a degree in player evaluation and assessment from the Scouting Academy. They've educated NFL GMs, personnel directors, and dozens of NFL scouts. Enroll today and you'll watch the same game tape NFL coaches watch. You'll learn to look past the metrics with position-by-position analysis. This is a time-tested curriculum, a chance to learn from the NFL execs and coaches. Sign up today and get a Dynasty Football Factory exclusive discount for a limited time only. Save $50 when you sign up at DynastyFootballFactory.com.
Wow. All right, let's get into some ride or die situations for week 14. So Two Drink came up with a bunch of these awesome situations. Let's just talk through them real quick. So first one, quarterback Trubisky at home versus the Rams.
We talked about.
Yep, Brady at the Dolphins.
Stop there. So between those two.
Not picking Jameis?
Hold on. Trubisky or Brady? Let's do that one first.
All right, sounds good. Jameis.
Or we can rake him, I guess.
That's right.
Brady, and scene cut. We're done.
Swags.
Yeah. So I get
Trubisky or Brady.
Trubisky or Brady
this week. Just this week. I'll take this week. Brady this week
at the Dolphins.
Yeah.
Brady for me. Two drink.
But we just said we liked that Bears Rams game, right? Did y'all say that? I felt like
Mitch is coming back off injury and playing against the Rams. It's Brady against your crappy Dolphins. You're playing Brady.
the game could be really interesting. And the upside for Trubisky is that he's probably running for his life away from Aaron Donald, and he runs around and makes a lot of plays that way. Like, that's the upside. I don't think it's going to be a case where they can stay on schedule and they're going to pick the Rams apart like they haven't. He hasn't shown the ability to do that. Sure. And the Rams pass rush has been as good as anybody's. So.
Brady. All right. So Steve, same. You said that, right?
I said Brady. Yep.
All right. So now any chance you're starting Winston over Brady?
Yeah.
Winston.
I'll start Winston over all of them.
He's still throwing for a lot of freaking yards every week.
Yep.
He did not play against the Saints earlier this year. That was Fitzpatrick who lit them up in that crazy beginning. No D-Jax, but J-Mac, you're going Winston too? You seem quick to that one.
I can't ride with Trubisky in this matchup. I'm going Winston.
So Brady or Winston?
Brady or Winston.
Oh, I'm sorry. No. Yeah, Brady's number one unequivocally.
Oh, okay. All right. Steve?
I'll take Brady still.
I want to play Winston bad, but I'm going to have to go Brady.
There's still some in the back.
What's Brady right now? Like a top 15 quarterback?
It's been a while.
Maybe not even.
He's had a good game against the Dolphins, though. I'm just saying. It is legit.
I want the numbers they give me. I don't care about the letters in their names.
No, but there's a chance that Jameis still gets benched in this game.
That's not happening. He needs to throw. He needs to throw three interceptions.
If he comes out and throws three picks again, he's gone.
You think it's four?
We made this bet.
I've got the number. I got the number.
It's literally on a webpage board. You forget so fast. That's because I'm crushing you in that thing.
Well, that's why it's on a board.
I haven't added it up. Right.
Just a quick heads up. Tom Brady is 16th in points per game for quarterbacks this season.
So gross.
Yeah, it is.
So
Dolphins can be beat on the ground. We're a little bit better in the secondary. Ish.
Yep, I'll take Winston against the Saints.
Is it possible that we are overvaluing Brady just as we? Because I feel like we're kind of dismissive of the other two guys, everybody but Shane. This feels almost like a legacy play a little bit. Like, okay, he kills everybody in the division. Like that happens. Could we be overlooking the other two guys a little bit?
We could. We certainly could. I remember last year Brady at the Dolphins. They got shellacked on that primetime game.
Yep.
But this is, I mean, I know we're talking about it as this game, but this is, you know, people's playoff matchups. Like you have to play this. So you said there's not a likely chance, but it is a possibility that Winston can be pulled, and it's not from injury. Anybody can be injured at any time. But if Winston throws three picks early,
they're not pulling Winston.
They've done it four times this year.
But it's over. It's over. There's nothing. Literally. Nothing is on this game. They cannot pull Winston at this point in the season. It won't happen. I'll bet one of your lives. Like, who wants to go?
That's aggressive.
In the nine games he's been back, he's been pulled four times. Or 9 weeks, and including a bye. Don't check that math, but it sounds right.
I think the only solace that you take right now is the fact that he's gone two straight games without a turnover, which it might be a record for him.
It might be.
I think you're legit. All right, let's move on now. Let's go to running back. So Jeff Wilson Jr. stepping in for Matt Breida against Denver, or Gus Edwards at the Chiefs. We'll start with J. Mike on this one.
I like Jeff Wilson, the player. I like standard. Interesting. Okay. Yes. I like Jeff Wilson more as a player, but I like Gus Edwards' matchup better. Gosh, that's tough. Gus Edwards. That's
standard. Gross. Standard pulls me to Gus. I'm just saying it's Gus. It's Gus and standard. The touches will be there. Averaging 20 rushing attempts a game the last 3 weeks since it's been his guy. Chiefs are like second worst, best, however you say that, against the running back.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Running backs.
Yep.
So,
I like it.
Gus Bus and standard for sure.
Yep. I'm with it.
All right. Last one. Rank these quarterbacks: Andrew Luck at Houston, Mitchell Trubisky against the Rams, Dak versus Philly, or Lamar Jackson at Kansas City. Let's start with two drink.
Ouch! Coming to me first, huh?
Coming to you first, man. Switching it up this time.
Man, I. I like Dak a lot this week. I'm on that J-Mike train, I guess, from before, but I am liking Dak. This looks tough. I was not expecting first. Let's go, Dak. Ooh, I don't really like Luck against Houston. I think Houston's defense a little better. Nobody wants to jump in and stop me. That's cool. I'm going to go Oh, Jesus. You're going to make me put Luck last?
That's don't gross. Put Luck last. Never put Luck
oh
last.
Oh, my.
Dak. Nope.
So much Dak. Conviction in your voice.
Well, I wasn't expecting it, even though I made this question. let's go. Dak, Luck, Trubisky, Lamar, and I don't love it.
Love it. Okay. Swags.
I went Dak, Mitch, Luck, and Lamar. But if we find out that Flacco's not playing for sure, I'll move Lamar up over Luck.
Wow. Guys are crazy. All right.
I just don't love the matchup.
Okay, Mike.
Since Philadelphia's secondary is being held together by super glue and hope,
yep.
I am going with Dak at number one.
I got one right so far. Yes.
I will go. This is where it gets tough for me. I'm putting Trubisky last. I'm just going to say that now. Mm-hmm. The question becomes, Lamar in Arrowhead, does he get swallowed up by Arrowhead, the narrative, the environment? Because that's huge, right? I'll go Dak. I'll go Luck. I think he probably bounces back. Lamar and then True Chains.
I want to put Luck first. I do. Just because he's my boy.
Do it.
I want to.
Yeah, you should do it.
That's so on brand for me. Luck first. Yeah. It'd
be way easier than me finding breakup music to throw in there.
Jeez. No, I know, right? All right. Luck, Dak, Lamar, Trubisky. I think Luck comes as a bounce back this week. Obviously, last week, they just the Colts were not themselves against Jacksonville. I think he comes back with a big week this week in a do-or-die matchup for the Colts. They need this one to stay alive. Houston's still controlling that division. Totally agree with you on Dak. He should destroy Philly. That defense, that secondary is a mess. I think they might be calling you or I to go play. But yeah, Trubisky's fourth for me. That's for sure.
If all you right. have defenses in playoffs, and that's kind of stupid, but we still play with them. In that game, you going to play the Chiefs against Lamar, or are you playing the Ravens against the Chiefs?
Oh, man.
Chiefs that's against your Lamar. Only options.
Chiefs against Lamar, yeah.
Make Lamar throw, maybe throw a pick Chiefs or two.
Picks, fumbles, yeah. Sacks.
Yep.
I'll take it all. Arrow has a tough.
Doesn't play defense, so he's not going to answer.
Nope.
Oh, yeah.
You just, I'm not picking anything against Mahomes right now. It's just crazy talk. It's just crazy talk.
As well as Baltimore's playing, Patrick Mahomes at home is just another animal, just a different type of animal. You can't go against him.
Can I read something off real fast? I know you're trying to wind down. Just real fast. Okay. Since October 14th against the New England Patriots, this is Patrick Mahomes' touchdown count game by game.
Oh, God.
4, 4, 4, 3, 2, 6.
Whoa,
four.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeesh.
Oh, I'm just saying. I don't. Yeah, that guy's. Yeah.
He's not bad.
Gonna throw four this week.
Yeah. Hey, J. Mike, four. Do you want in Superflex? Do you want Mahomes or Barkley?
Ooh.
Yeah. This should be our question. We ask any guest.
Yeah, it's kind of become that, huh?
Agreed, Steve.
Saquon.
Yes, thank
Take
you.
Because if you guys, if we were,
thanks
rewinding.
For coming on the show, Jay Mike.
and I'm a big Mahomes fan. Here's the thing though. A year ago, we're having the question: is Carson Wentz the number one quarterback
True.
In Dynasty?
I hear you.
Right. And that's because we were like, hey, you know, Aaron Rodgers, he's kind of falling off. Is Wentz the guy? This was 1 year ago, right when he hurt his knee, and yes. So a year later, we're not talking about Carson being number one anymore. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers maybe being top five earlier in the show. I'm just saying, things change fast.
Yep.
Agreed. Let's stay there for a second. This isn't going to wind down, apparently. I'll blame you. So the Mahomes situation, obviously Hunt is not there. The running backs that they have, everybody feels like they're going to draft one. They're going to bring one in. Let's bring Tevin Coleman there. Let's bring Lamar Miller there. You know, whoever the pieces are, they're moving around. Does do any of those running backs feel like they're going to get the Kareem Hunt full workload? Or is this team going to go more towards Patrick Mahomes throwing it around? It's still Andy Reid there. Is, you know, barring injury, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. I love some Sammy. Good Lord, I love some Sammy. If he can stay healthy and maybe get the opportunity, or maybe it's another piece there that clicks, where is the narrative that it goes down outside of injury? I'm down to listen, and I totally 100% get your point.
I don't think it does. No, I don't see it for me outside of injury of
Hill or Kelce, you know, one of those pieces.
What's really interesting is when you look at his numbers right now, he's had three games where he's thrown the ball 27 or 28 times. Right. Everything else has been 32 and up. Like he's had a couple of 40 some odd games. So the volume is crazy high. And I don't know if that's a Reid thing or just the fact that they're having to score a lot to keep their defense from obviously not giving games up. So that's really interesting. I just think that Saquon is going to be one of those guys. Your Edgerrin James, your Marshall Faulk, the guy that you're going to have on your team for probably 6, 7, 8 years. He's going to be amazing. Mahomes will probably be very good for a long time too. But and even in Superflex, obviously the quarterback reigns supreme in Superflex. But having a chip like Saquon can get you a ton, and you can get by at trying to churn out quarterbacks. So I like both guys a lot, but Saquon's the one I choose in that instance.
I agree.
Is that your 101 in a startup?
Oh, I don't know, man. Gurley's still doing work.
That's still Gurley, too.
If they can get a competent offense around Saquon, that's going to be so much fun.
Right, that's only got to go up, too, whether it be quarterback or the offensive line just get a little bit better. So I totally hear you.
And, I mean, how many super flex startups did you do last year where the quarterback was a top five pick, even in super flex?
Very little.
Talking like ADP here.
Maybe.
DP.
Not much.
Fair enough.
Cool. All right, let's hit.
Cool start.
Guess we're doing a startup.
That's right. One Superflex trade to end the night. Of course, hit us up. Use that hashtag Superflex. Tag us at Superflex Trades.
I've thrown Superflex so many pod. In just randomly during the show. So we ended up with one left. do what I want, I guess.
it's your show, brother. We're just loving it. From at @jingling_Josh. Yeah. 10-team Superflex Dynasty. Stephon Diggs or Christian Kirk, Michael Gallup, and the late 2019 first. Let's start with our guest, J. Mike.
Diggs. Give me Diggs. Yep. Give me Diggs. 10-team Superflex Diggs is absolutely fantastic. Offense should be really good for the next few years. He just signed that extension, I think, for 4 years, either earlier in the year. So give me Diggs. I love Diggs.
Awesome. Swags?
I'll take Diggs as well. I don't think it's a crazy trade, though. I think that's a pretty solid offer to get Diggs.
Yep. And to drink.
100% love some Diggs.
Yep.
What was the trade from DFF_Shane?
That was Kareem Hunt or Josh Allen, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
We hit that one already.
Yep. Or apples or oranges.
Why can't we compare fruit?
Hey, Swag's actually in the dock. Amazing.
Honey crisp apples, the 101. Let's go.
Oh, yes. There you go.
Consensus 101 for draft. All right. So, J. Mike, before we head out of here, man, tell us where they can find you on, not only on Twitter, but where can they find your work?
First of all, just wildly and crazily humbled that you guys would invite me on. Thank you guys, seriously, very much for having me. You can find me on Twitter. At JMikeCheck, at JMICCheck. You can find my show's handle with The Open Bar that I co-host with Gabe Gearing. Again, Tuesday nights, typically 9:30 p.m. Eastern time. That's at The Open Bar FP. You can hear my work for the Dynasty Dummies, a contributor over there as well. With the Dummy Blitz, typically comes out on Tuesday mornings. And again, hashtag Dummy Blitz, hashtag 15 and out. 15 minutes of the comings and goings of the fantasy week at large, and we can get you on your way. So, yeah, thank you guys again. I'm very much appreciative.
Oh, man, thank you. Awesome. And definitely check those out. And they're two, like, totally different types of shows.
I mean, would you kind of agree? Like, I mean,
oh, no doubt.
Happy hour is a little bit loose and laid back, to say the least. Super fun show or open bar, man.
Yeah, the open bar is very much a let your hair down, kick your feet up, pop one open, and kick it with the boys. Literally, like you're at a bar, just chopping it up, talking with your guys. Whereas the Blitz is fast paced, and I ask questions just to get people thinking about the things that we've seen on Sunday. So. Yeah, two different feels, but I enjoy both. So
it seriously kicks ass. It's like you're awesome. It's almost still like you're sitting in the bar with you know, and you can almost have the conversation with you in your head, even though it's just you.
I talk to myself sometimes, so I'll take that.
But yeah, you know what I'm saying, though? No, that's a compliment, like completely.
Yep. Thank you.
Totally sick. Swags, where can the folks find you on Twitter?
I'm at @DFF_swag.
To Drink.
At @FL2DrinkMinimum and at SuperflexPod.
Awesome. And I am @TheRealHolupka and @SuperflexTrades. And we are out.
Finero told me I couldn't use fun as a descriptive word to describe quarterbacks I like anymore.
Can't use fun?
Yeah.
Wow.
Like Baker Mayfield's fun. He's fun to own. Like
taking the fun out of everything.
Yeah, I know. I said, but God, they're just quarterbacks. I like a fun quarterback.
Who doesn't?
Baker's got some cool moves.
He's fun.
I mean, he did wake up feeling dangerous, so.
Yeah.
See? There is that.
Shout out to Finero. Check out Rookie Fever.
Oranges for the win. You guys suck.
Oranges are really good, but come on now. Honeycrisp Apple. You ever had one?
Oh, is probably that from Michigan? Not, man. That sounds like a dirty it's an man up north thing. Yeah. Honeycrisps are know amazing.
If it is or not, but they're delicious. They're just. Yeah, they're not your run-of-the-mill, like, pack your lunch apple. It's
the orange roads all around.
There was some thought put into the Honeycrisp apple.
I'm in Florida. It's orange grove.
That's a homer pick, bro. Homer pick.
Thanks for enjoying the Super Flexible Podcast at SuperflexPod, one of the many podcasts brought to you by the Dynasty Football Network and Dynasty Football Factory, available anywhere you listen to podcasts. So go subscribe to the show and get every podcast as soon as it releases straight to your phone. While you're there, go ahead and rate and review the show. That helps the show out more than you know and helps get all you Super Flexers the best content that you want to hear. On Twitter, follow the host, Steve, @TheRealHolupka, and the two co-hosts, Swag, @DFF_Swag, and Two Drink, @FL2DrinkMinimum. But wait, there's more. Subscribe now and bump it for a friend, and we'll throw in all the other podcasts from the DF Network for free. Be sure to check out
Dynasty Trade HQ, Dynasty Warzone, Daddy Watch, Technology 101, the IEP Edge Crusher, Dynasty Football Fellas, and the Rookie Fever Podcast. Remember to tag @SuperflexPod and @SuperflexTrades for all your Superflex and two quarterback needs. Plus, GTBetEU. Use that promo code in all caps for Superflex and get that $500 match. Do that now. Get fantasy ripped with a Super Flexible Podcast.